Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore. And I'm from Eros Coaching. That's EROSCoaching.com. You can find me, my offerings, my services, my blog posts, my products, all on Eros Coaching. And Eros Evolution has been in existence for 2 years now, coming to the third. And today we have I'm very glad to have Frank Mondose. We're going to be talking about seeding the sexual renaissance. What is that? It's all about creating a new script around sex, love, and relating. We welcome the rise of the sacred feminine. We acknowledge and support the new awakening masculine and remember the natural flow of love. Each one of us are here to radiate our song in the world, serving something bigger than our individual story, this collective call to remember the sacred. So join us today with Frank Mondose as we discuss the emerging traits of the sexual renaissance and how we can choose to harmonize our songs. A little bit more about Frank. He is a contemporary voice on love, Eros and relating. He's known as the spiritual playboy and splits his energy between sensual entertainment and sexual education. Sexy. He is a faculty of ISTA, the International School of Temple Arts, and creator of the lifestyle brand Mondose. And Frank has touched the hearts, minds, and spirits of many, whether it be through titillizing their imaginations at his multisensorial events to inspirational interactions that have navigated people to accessing their personal power, studying the sociology of sex and relationships and mentoring with world leaders in sexual, spiritual, shamanism. Frank specializes in supporting people through his lectures and trainings in the following areas: helping singles and couples live more ecstatic lifestyles, bridging the gap between traditional relationships and modern sexuality, understanding the spiritual elements of sexuality, discovering the new awakening masculine, and of course, let's not forget honoring the resurrecting feminine. And you can find out more about him by going to sexualrenaissance.com. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Hello, Dr. Martha. What an amazing introduction. I really appreciate being invited to speak with you here.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been waiting a long time to get you onto the show. And I'm glad that our schedules now meet. And I've been really looking forward to getting to know more about your work and more about you. So tell me about this sexual renaissance. How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so at one point, I've been involved in sexuality from a very young age when I found my father's first porn collection. It was, and been on this journey of discovery and really trying to understand what sexuality was. And then being thrown into growing up in a culture where sexuality was to all around us, but getting these conflicting messages from society that sex was bad or had to be, you had to hold off on it. And I created my events to explore deeper realms of sexuality. And then I went through a spiritual awakening and I found the International School of Temple Arts, where I started to study and I saw the real potential of sexuality. And as I've been watching, as I've been going through my own process, I've been also seeing this emergence of spirituality, this blast of consciousness that is coming to Earth at this time to awaken our senses, awaken deeper ways of thinking, different ways of thinking. And I started to say, what, you know, I'm experiencing it through my Ista tribe. I was experiencing what this energy, this consciousness, how it feels when you link it with sexuality. So we all know the sexual revolution came and went. It emboldened a whole generation of people and continues to do so. And the sexual revolution was important. It was this idea of really breaking through. We had to revolutionize the way women were in the world in terms of like empowerment to, around sexuality, acceptance of sexuality, sexuality as joy and pleasure, and the rise, the arrival of the birth control pill. That was at, pretty much at the core of the sexual revolution. So I don't think we're in a place where it's a battle. I think what's happening now is a remembering or a coming back to self in terms of our relationships with sexuality. If we could get beyond the static that society and consumeristic culture is playing in the background, if we could get beyond that and get closer in touch with our energetic bodies, our truth essence, we'll start to realize that connecting with our sexuality is no different to what was happening in ancient times, except in ancient times, when we were in a matriarchal society, there was a acknowledgement and a devotion towards the power and role of sexuality in our society, which was about manifesting and creating a beautiful world of love. And yeah, so now we find ourselves in a patriarchal system. We find ourselves, we find women battling for their place of equality and a consciousness coming through. And I think that this cannot be defined as anything else but a renaissance. It's remembering what the ancients, how the ancients used to use sexuality, understanding where we are in society right now, and being bold enough to think out of the box and consider different things and new ideas and new ways of thinking, and not being afraid of dropping old patterns and old thought forms and old held beliefs. So that's, for me, where the sexual renaissance came, and I started talking about it, and people are digging it. Mm-hmm. So I feel that it's important to repeat.
I love your message of remembering the ancients, and it's really not so much about new. It's a new movement that is about remembering, understanding, and thinking out of the box. I love this. And how is this sitting? How are people responding to your messages and what you're saying?
So the first time I spoke about the sexual renaissance was an idea that was seeded with the International School of Temple Arts. I held the North American conference in 2015, and the theme was sexual renaissance. And that's where we kind of introduced it. And since then, it's an energy that people in my network have been holding, meaning that everybody finds their responsibility in the sexual renaissance. Like, we all have a responsibility to raise our vibration. We all have the responsibility to bring in consciousness. We all have the responsibility to do the work, the personal work, in order to access this new information and grow. So what's exciting is the fact that it's touching people in a way that people feel motivated, because no longer are we in a place where we don't know, we're disenfranchised, we're going with the flow, but the flow doesn't feel good. It's giving us an opportunity to say, hey, let's stop, let's rethink, let's question, let's experiment, let's connect, let's talk, let's be in action. And that's the most important thing. You know, like, when we talk about spirituality, You know, in essence, spirituality is practice. And what is practice? Practice is the idea that we are trying to master a trait. And in this trait is basically consciousness. So it's something that will never ultimately be mastered. However, the journey is the practice, and coming back to heart, and coming back to how we want to show up in the world, and coming back to the fact that we are conscious creators of our reality. And if we marry our sexuality with this idea that we can create the reality we want to have in the world, and we could put aside our ego, then we can actually transform the world. And how, what this transformation of the world looks like, it looks like doing our own personal work, sharing it with our beloved, making it vibrate into our community into our city into our country into our planet. So as we align, yeah, so people are feeling the call to accountability and responsibility towards doing their part in the evolution and the renaissance of sexuality, instead of just being disenfranchised and selling their sexuality as a commodity, which our culture has indoctrinated us to do. Because when religion lost control of our desires and our movement, what they decided to do is completely disenfranchise us by giving us a really low vibrational script that takes us away from being our ultimate power self, which religion does as well when they say you must go through a guru or a priest or whatever in order to access the divine. The divine is completely 100% accessible from within, and it is through the heart. It is the bridge of the earth and the heavens in the heart. So we are the manifestation of God, and so I love I'm very excited about being able to create a better world.
Great. So more with Frank after this break as we talk about the sexual renaissance.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. You are listening to Eros Evolution on the OM Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you can listen to our show live without needing to download any app. That's really cool. Just before the break, today we're talking about seeding the sexual renaissance, and I'm with Frank Mondoze, and he is on the ISTA faculty. ISTA stands for the International School of Temple Arts, and he's the creator of the lifestyle brand Mondoze, and he has been teaching hang on, let me just reread. He has been teaching and supporting, mentoring world leaders in spiritual sexual shamanism, and his emphasis is on helping singles couples live more ecstatic lifestyle, among many things. And you can find him at sexualrenaissance.com. And just before break, we were beginning to flesh out what he means by sexual renaissance. And what I understand is sexual renaissance is building on the sexual revolution that happened with women empowerment and birth control. This is really about the time of remembering the ancients, understanding what has happened in our past, and then being able to think outside of the box. It's about having accountability, responsibility towards our own evolution. And a big place is with reconnecting with our hearts. So, Frank, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. That was an amazing summary. Love it.
I try to take notes. And not being a very auditory person, I often find that it's useful to summarize and re-summarize for people.
Absolutely, good call.
Okay, so I love how you explain sexual renaissance and how the idea came about at the Eastern North American Conference in 2015. So how can people, the rest of us listening, be part of this sexual renaissance that you're talking about?
Okay, well, firstly, I would say, you know, if this stimulates you, go get more information. Put yourself in workshops. Try to do things that take you out of your regular routines, because that will expose you to more thought forms and different experiences. But what I want to talk to you about is basically like the number one trait that I see coming out of the sexual renaissance. And it's basically understanding that each individual, whether they are in a male body or a female body, holds both masculine and feminine traits. And this is an idea that comes from ancient Hinduism as well, the Vedas, which is the idea of the god and the goddess, Shiva and Shakti, and basically that the world of play, the world that we're living in this duality world, is a dance between our divine masculine and our divine feminine. And for me, one of the biggest things I learned that shifted my perspective on the way I look at sexuality is the understanding that I am both masculine and feminine. Now, just knowing that you're masculine and feminine is not enough, because you need to understand what that means. And what happens is most of us, our culture, understand, creates a very disempowered society. That's the goal. The goal is to keep you low vibrational, because it keeps you as servant, paying your taxes and so on and so forth. So it's easy for us to be raised in families where we've had a wound or a trauma, and this wound or trauma is amplified, and therefore we often come from the wounded or the unhealthy perspective of the masculine or feminine. And although there are universities and schools and primary schools and so on, nowhere in regular education systems do they actually teach about what a wounded feminine or an unhealthy masculine looks like, and what an empowered feminine or an empowered masculine looks like. It's very hard to get that information. And with that information, it allows you to have a spectrum of what it is to be masculine and what it is to be feminine. And when you're going through a crisis or a situation where you're coming out of reaction, you can better place yourself on the spectrum. And therefore, if you find yourself that you're playing in the wounded feminine or in the unhealthy masculine, that you know your work is to raise your vibration or raise your behaviors or reactions in order to get towards a more empowered space. So if you want, I could go over quickly what the two spectrums look like for your listeners.
Yes, please.
Okay, so basically, let's start with the masculine. So an unhealthy masculine looks like something like a man, an energy that provokes. So in discussions, you're a provocateur, but in a negative perspective. In discussions or arguments, it's a person that will select certain pieces of the argument and either distort them or amplify them in order to make a point and return on this point repetitively. It is an individual, it is a trait that is in reaction or withdraws. So it's either avoiding confrontation or is in a reaction. A reaction can look like something that is aggressive or controlling, and ultimately we would label this individual the bully. So that is the complete, you know, left side of the spectrum, let's say. The right side of the spectrum is this idea of the awakened masculine, the empowered masculine. So as much as, you know, we come from reaction, the awakened or empowered masculine basically has four responsibilities, as it shows up with masculine. It's very responsible. It's about holding space, creating safety, and witnessing without judgment. And shows up, actually does, is not an avoidment, actually is available for discussion or whatnot. So what does that mean? Hold space is to the ability to enter into a conversation, to create the boundaries of a conversation, to be holding the space of which the creative forces of the conversation wants to emerge. Conversation or action or whatnot. Creating safety is this idea that anything can happen and that this is a safe space and ultimately that no one will get hurt here. And witnessing without judgment is that no matter what happens, that it is all good. It is part of the divine flow. And that the masculine will watch whatever emerges and not have any judgment towards it so that there could be space for healing. In the feminine side, we'll have like the wounded feminine, which looks like it's very fearful, insecure. The reaction is chaotic or dramatic. Let's call it dramatic. Chaos can be good, but dramatic is like overly dramatic. You know, that's where the idea of drama queen comes out. In the feminine sphere and drama will manipulate to create, to try to get back into control, can also contract, avoidant, self-sacrificing or victim, martyr. These are all energies of the wounded feminine, which, you know, we all have, each one of us. And if we pointed ourselves towards a direction where, you know, where we could all grow to, like this is a work in progress. Remember, spiritual practice, even when we think we master this, I'm coming out of crisis and I'm reading these words and I'm like, Frank, you totally failed. You're such a douche. But, you know, it's a reminder. And this is what life is. It's every opportunity to grow. So what is the sacred feminine? The sacred feminine is grounded, understands that she is of the earth and comes from the earth and is ultimately safe because there's abundance. Love is abundant and security is abundant within self. To do that, to have safety and be grounded, you must have healthy boundaries. And what I've learned recently, it's not good enough to say that this is my boundary and I expect it to be respected. It's very important to continually communicate boundaries of any situation that may come up. Sometimes we're in this like self-sacrificing place where we say, oh, I don't want to speak my boundary because I don't want to be like the one that's weighing down this relationship with all these heavy boundaries. So we don't speak our truth. And by not speaking our truth, boundaries get crossed. And once boundaries get crossed, there's wounds and pains. So by having healthy boundaries, by knowing them personally, by communicating them, and by acting on them, the most importantly, when a boundary is broken, that we have the courage to step away from it if necessary. basically, more is compassion, the feminine compassionate heart that she radiates with her beautiful, compassionate, loving energy. For it is with that energy will she magnetize all that she desires. So being magnetic. And coming from a place of wisdom. So the sacred feminine is birth, beginnings, and wisdom. And I'll just end with this point that, you know, ultimately we live in a place where society has culturally 2,000 years of subjugation of the feminine, of wounding of the feminine, of cultural standards that it is okay to abuse the feminine. Well, it's also coming from the place that we are all coming from the feminine. We have all been abused, and planetary healing will only begin when the divine feminine begins to love and nurture once again herself and the collective.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for explaining to us very succinctly and very clearly the difference between unhealthy masculine, awakened masculine, wounded feminine, and sacred feminine. And we are all guilty of these behaviors, and we are all of it. So when we talk about the masculine, we talk about the feminine, like you mentioned a few times, it's not really about gender. It's not really about being man or woman. We have both qualities in us. And being able to have this understanding of it will allow us to be able to better see where we are at, because we would have picked up certain traits from our family, and that would be our pattern of behavior. And it's to have what you mentioned, recognition, so we can have awareness, and then we can hold space for other people being in our masculine and being open to discussion. And when we are in our feminine, to then have the boundaries to be grounded and have abundance. So I'm with Frank, and we're going to talk more with him after this break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Carrie Ann Larson.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in a beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS. Or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And welcome back to the show. We are past the half-hour mark, and we are talking about seeding the sexual renaissance today with Frank Mondose, and you can find him at sexualrenaissance.com. This is a time where sex education is overshadowed by denial. Pornography becomes the dominant script for gender roles and sexual relating. The sexual revolution came and went, leaving in its path an emboldened sexual force with no model of how to harness and focus this energy to serve its divine purpose, creation. Today, we're talking about the sexual renaissance movement. And just before the break, Frank Mondose was explaining to us the difference between unhealthy masculine, awakened masculine, wounded feminine, and sacred feminine. And so this is very enlightening because it is our responsibility, and for those of us who are interested, to get educated and understand the masculine and feminine so that we can take accountability for ourselves and awaken the divine inside us. So, Frank, do you have any additional pointers for listeners who want to learn how to raise their sex to the sacred?
Yeah, absolutely. So, what you know, the idea of the sexual renaissance is understanding the different types of sexuality that exist. So, of course, we have procreational sex. Procreational sex demonstrates exactly the power of sexuality. You have sex, 9 months later, you have life. If that doesn't show the potential of creation and manifestation, I don't know what else does. The problem is most of the time is that when we're having sex outside of procreation, we're actually totally forgetting about the power of sexuality, and we are just dedicating all the energy towards recreation. So that's the second type of sex, recreational sex. And recreational sex is great, and it's probably what most people do. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with recreational sex. You know, except if you stay in recreational sex, you're not necessarily going to be lifting your vibration. And it really depends what kind of recreational sex are you sporting. If you're sporting unconscious patterns that you are consuming through pornography, it's not going to be your best vibration. So, you know, even if you are doing, example, to the extreme BDSM, this still can be very powerful and magical. There's not like certain sex are bad and certain sex are good. It's a matter of just vibrational. So there's two other levels of sex that we can talk about, is revitalizing sex. It's going into sexuality, into a session of sex with the idea of recharging the body, harnessing our energy, and by doing that, we have more energy in the world. We have more energy to use to create and manifest everything that we want to do, everything that we want to bring to our reality. And for women, that looks like having some really powerful, strong orgasms that are built up over a bit of time and attention and no rushing. And for men, it looks like having sex without ejaculating or having an orgasm without ejaculation. There's men, that's something to work towards. And trust me, it's not as hard as you would think. It just takes some dedication and practice. And you could even practice while you're in self-pleasuring. But the idea is that you are not spilling your seed and therefore not draining your life force energy. And therefore, you're going to be in the world with a lot more energy and power. That is revitalizing sex. And then finally, there's this idea of transformational sex, where we raise the practice of making love to the level of the divine or the sacred. It looks like, you know, having a very powerful and clear focused intention on what you want to create in the world, something that is beyond oneself, beyond one's ego, something that is in the higher purpose, and healing yourself or reaching expansion or having consciousness or revelation come through to you during sex, like in meditation, is the most highest good thing that could happen for you. So definitely if something's in the highest good, it will come through, but it could only come through if you put some level of action behind it. So if you want to be more awakened consciously and you're having sex with the idea that I want to bring in sexual consciousness, that after your lovemaking, that you actually go into doing some research and signing up for a course, a class that teaches you how to harness your sexual life force. And not that it's just something that you're spilling all over the place, and most of the time not having it matched, so we are in lack and trying to grasp for something outside of ourselves to finally feel that we are satisfied or satiated. So the way to really get into a higher vibrational or deeper kinds of sex is using the three keys of Tantra. And this is another trait coming out of the sexual renaissance, is actually I'll call it the four keys of Tantra, which is breath, sound, movement, and presence. So I'll repeat that. Breath, sound, movement, and presence. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we all know that to have sex, that there's a certain, there's movement. So pretty much we all have movement down packed, except that there's different types of movement that we can learn that could help us for men, example, withhold ejaculation more easily. But it's the breath and the sound that we don't find ourselves doing so much. Oftentimes, we could be making love, and what I see in women a lot is that when they're chasing their orgasm, like they tell me that they're like climbing this hill to finally reach orgasm, they actually hold their breath. They have the tendency of holding their breath because they just want to get there, and they feel that if they hold their breath just long enough, they'll get there. We're actually breathing quicker, having like a so to charge your breath, charge your body with this energy will eat more easily get you to orgasm. And for men, by using breath, they are able to withhold their ejaculation. It's only through properly and deeply taking breath does it move the energy out beyond the genitals out into the rest of the body in order to, you know, serve a full body orgasm eventually when you learn how to master that. So really bringing consciousness to big, deep breaths when you're coming close to ejaculation, and marry sound to that breath. With every inhale we take, make it have an exhale with a sound. Sound is an amplifier of pleasure. Sound is an amplifier of vibration and frequency, and our body is fed off of that sound. So it is, for me, in my personal experience, sound is probably the foremost important thing I need to do in order to withhold my ejaculation, which allows me to go make love for longer, which leads to more orgasms and more pleasurable experiences for my partner. So men, this is a practice, and women, this is a practice. You want breath, sound, and movement. You can't get enough of it.
Great. And then there's presence.
Exactly. So for me, presence is a whole other topic, and I'm so happy that you asked me about it because I really wanted to talk about it. This idea of presence is this idea of when we're coming in a session to make love, it's coming in not with the expectation of some end goal or what it looks like, but really just landing in the moment. Landing in presence, in front of your beloved, naked, literally naked, in the physical, and if you're daring enough, in the with the soul as well, being vulnerable into the state of allowing yourself being penetrated more than just the cock, but being penetrated by divine life force energy in its raw manifest form. And so before going to that place of penetration, what I love to tell men is like, really take some time to tune in with this goddess's body, you know, really take the time to feel the body. So instead of jumping in and rushing in and going for the quick ass grab, then boob grab, then crotch grab, you know, there's these sequences that we do in order to get to the end goal because we all want to have sex, you know, and coming from a lack paradigm, when you have that opportunity, you got to get there or else you're not successful. But I think that you'll have more success if you come from a place of presence and taking the time for your hands to really discover the body. And it's not only about the breath. For me, it's like the breath is one of the last things I touch. It's like coming from the neck, the back, the underarms, the top of the chest. All these places that you're touching with very, very lightly and with so much presence that starts to activate the feminine body's energy. And from that point, you'll have a better time tracking energy and learn. And if you're tracking that energy and you're paying attention and you're listening and you're sensing it, you're going to know, the female would tell you exactly how to touch her body through the energetic pulses of her body. So it's about coming into presence, breath, sound, and movement to charge your energy, and then taking the time to listen and touch and move slowly for an amazing journey together.
Beautiful. We are with Frank Mondose. We're talking about seeding the sexual renaissance, and he's been explaining to us the four types of sex, procreational, recreational, revitalizing, and transformational. So for the listeners out there who want to learn how to raise their sex to the sacred, you want to be focusing on revitalizing and transformational sex. And he's begin to give us four keys of Tantra in which one can attain that. This includes the use of conscious breath, sound, movement, and presence. Presence being focusing with being in the moment. And I love what he said. It is far beyond just penetration into going into the raw manifest form. This is really focusing on what we talk about, transformational sex. So more with Frank after this break.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And this is the last 15 minutes of today's show, Eros Evolution. We've been talking about seeding the sexual renaissance, what sexual renaissance is. And Frank has been explaining also in today's show what is the difference between the unhealthy masculine and awakened masculine, wounded feminine, sacred feminine. And of course, this resides in all of us. Then he also talked about, just before the break that we just had, four types of sex and the four keys of Tantra. So if you missed any of that, you probably want to re-listen to it. The archive will be available, but online, you can actually find every single episode of Eros Evolution by doing a quick Google search. That's Eros Evolution at a glance. You'll be able to have access to every single episode that I've had over the last 2 years, this being the third year. And just before we end today's show, we still have 15 more minutes. I want to just do a quick shout out about this offer that Frank is giving all listeners. You can sign up at sexualrenaissance.com/ista, and you will get a $100 discount to any of Frank's upcoming sexual, spiritual, shamanic experiences just for having tuned in to the show. And I'll give it a shout out again towards the end. So you can find Frank, of course, at sexualrenaissance.com, and he's on Twitter. That's Spirit Playboy. And he is Frank Mondose on Facebook. That's MONDEOSE. And of course, you can also find him on Google, on Facebook, on YouTube, by just keying in Frank Mondose, and you'll be able to find him as well. So coming back to the last few questions that I have for Frank. We talked about how people can raise their sexual energy into the divine and sacred. So what do you think is the biggest mistake that people are making when it comes to sex, love, or relating?
Well, that's a huge question. The biggest mistake. I think ultimately the biggest mistake is either giving our power away or not remembering how powerful we actually are and how abundant love and eros can be if we are coming from a higher place, a heart space, like the power of making love using the heart. So what does that look like? How do we do that? Well, we give our power away when we play into social scripts. We play into social scripts by needing to act a certain way that we see through music videos or anything that is considered idol worship, like, you know, American Idol or Singapore Idol, Canadian Idol, like any time where we are looking outside of ourselves for signals of what it is to be sexually empowered. And that could look like, you know, dressing in a certain way, needing to buy creams and makeups in order to think or feel more beautiful, to fill a lack. And from the masculine, you know, the masculine perspective, the same thing. Men buy clothes, watches, cars, status symbols, all of that. That we're doing all of that to be seen and in order to draw in, you know, partners. And yeah, and men too. It's like when you're with the boys in the locker room, we've heard that come up, you know. It's like how we talk about relations with women. How about, you know, standing up for a higher vibrational of women and respecting them as divine beings and not just like you have in the music videos, bitches and hoes that are here to serve male sexuality. So it's like this is a disempowering script. We need to get out of this, and once we get out of this and we come back to our heart and we can speak from vulnerability, we can speak truth, and we have the courage to show up with our pain, our pleasure, our desires, our fears, our boundaries. I think that's the best thing that we could do in order to live a healthier eros, love, and relating life.
Thank you so much. So Frank has just talked about the biggest mistake in sex, love, and relating, and he's also talked about how we can overcome this by focusing on our power, pleasure, and boundaries. Okay, so, you know, this has been a really amazing and interesting show. How can people who are inspired by this show and your energy and presence and your breath, sound, and movement be able to work with you?
Nice, thank you. There's two ways we could do that. If you like this show and you like the energy and the information and you feel you could gain from having conversations such as these, that I offer like guidance, coaching, you know, consultation sessions, we could do that over Skype. But I say the most powerful, for me, I always believe in investing your money in yourself, because ultimately, if you're not going to invest in yourself, nobody, you can't expect anybody to invest in you. So for me, I say if you're going to spend money, spend your money in the most powerful way possible. And I would say it is joining any of the International School of Temple Arts courses around the world. The introductory level is a 7-day transformational experience. It's called the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. And I offer that mostly in North America, Canada, and Latin America, but sometimes in Europe. I'm with a international faculty of 30 teachers around the world that do this. What's beautiful about this training is that there's always 3 facilitators. So it's really powerful download, and it's experiential. So not everything, you know, that you want to learn in life has to be experiential. If it's just being taught to you from a mind perspective, it's very hard to integrate. It is a powerful program. It involves some nudity and some touch, but besides that, it is about understanding our wounds, where we have our wounds, how to release emotions that we leak towards old stories, whether conscious, subconscious, or unconscious. That's the first part of it. The second part of it is reclaiming one's own body as love, as pleasure, and really understanding that they are a conscious manifester, and how the sexual or life force or chi or ka, whatever you want to call this life force energy, how you can charge it and use it to create the life that you want. And the final piece is how to use sexual energy to transform wounds into power. And one good example I could give you that is I wasn't always a facilitator. I wasn't always somebody giving talks like this. I was somebody, and I am somebody, that is wounded and comes from unconscious behaviors and lack beliefs that we are consciously continuously uncovering about ourselves. And when we uncover these things, we can begin to heal them and move them out of our energetic body so that we can be a full container of full power. And in my experience, I've taken a lot of trainings, different types of trainings, different lengths, different topics. Nothing has been as powerful as the spiritual sexual shamanic experience. It is foundational work around sexuality. And I think that the problems we have in society with war, politics, economy, and all of that is all derived from an unhealthy relationship with sexuality, which leads to deviation of natural expression of sexuality, and therefore an inability to access our joy and pleasure, and therefore ultimately living very unhappy, angry existences. So it's up to you. Do you want to continue in your current model where it might just be good enough? Society likes to do that. It gives you an experience that is just good enough to have you numb, that you don't question and you don't try too hard to break through. But I'm here to encourage you to say, listen to your soul's call. Your soul is saying that there's something more in life. There's something more that you don't have access to, that you don't know yet. It doesn't make you a bad person. Ignorance doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that there is space for you to gain more information and experience, which leads to knowledge and wisdom. And with this knowledge of wisdom, you have the chance to step up your vibration. And ultimately, stepping up your vibration is in your best interest. And it's in my best interest that you step up your vibration, because I believe that we cannot change this planet if we stay in the energy of numb, alcohol, drugs, sex addiction, Facebook, virtual reality, whatever you want to call it. These are all numbing out experiences to keep us out of our highest vibration. So I highly encourage you to check out a training anywhere all over the world. And if you loved my, if you love my vibration, well, come and add to it, and I'm happy to share with it at any of the trainings coming up. I have one coming up January 30th to February 5th, 2017 in Costa Rica with world experts, Lori Handlers, Tantra experts, sex and happiness coach who will be leading, and I have the pleasure to co-facilitate with herself and Araminta Barbour, who is a genius and an amazing model of feminine power and prowess in a evolving sexual renaissance world, baby.
Great. Thank you so much. So our listeners who have been tuning in to Eros Evolution the last few episodes, at least in the previous episode, I did talk about how I was attending Easter level one training, this exact training that Frank is talking about, a spiritual sexual shamanic experience offered by Easter. So I was in India attending it, and it was offered by my teacher, Lori Handlers. And so she's going to be in Costa Rica with Frank end of January, he just mentioned. And you can get a $100 discount by going to sexualrenaissance.com/Easter. Get your $100 discount there by going to that. Be sure to also check out Frank's weekly web show, thespiritualplayboy.com. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week, as we're going to be talking about how your iPhone can actually help you boost intimacy in your relationship. Yes, that's the show title. It is a mouthful. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week. And in the meantime, keep having sex and think about sexual renaissance. Goodbye.